with the whole conversation of, like, talking to somebody, it was very important to me because if I didn't do that, I probably wouldn't be alive.
Launched in the fall of 2016, the Just Tell One program reveals real stories about mental health or behavioral health issues.
How many people were willing to step up for me if only I was willing to step up for myself?
To just find one trusted person and start the conversation and have that person help you take that next step.
Carol Doggett is campaign director of Just Tell One. She serves as director of senior marketing, communications, and outreach at the Mental Health Association of Erie County. She's overseeing the production of the video stories. They focus on youth from those who have suffered through depression, suicidal thoughts, alcohol, or substance abuse. Stories used to reach those in need of intervention to avoid emergency situations.
And you might not find the right person on the first try, but we give you tips on that too. So it's really just to give a young person the confidence, the tools, the language to say, I think I have a problem and I need help.
Are you amazed at how many are coming forward?
We have over 2 million video views. But what speaks to this market and that audience is ages 14 to 26 are the videos. It's seeing real people talking about real situations they went to and giving them hope.
Just Tell One leads to an action plan for those seeking assistance. Executive Director of the Mental Health Association of Erie County, Ken Hausneck, says the campaign is breaking down barriers and creating a positive mental health awareness.
Simply by encouraging that conversation, you're allowing people to address issues earlier, and you're increasing the likelihood that people are going to understand what healthy looks like. They're going to want to get to that place, and then they're going to have the tools to stay in that place. There are things that we know you can do, simple things, like technology is stealing sleep from people. You're not going to live in an anxiety, stress-free world. There are healthy ways to deal with anxiety and stress. There are unhealthy ways.
Peer-to-peer help is a key component. Youth mentors experienced their own mental health troubles.
I have diagnoses including PTSD, bipolar 1, clinical depression, and generalized anxiety disorder with panic attacks. I've been on more medications, physical-wise and mental illness-wise, more than I can remember or count.
21-year-old Caitlin Ledzian is a youth peer mentor at the Mental Health Association of Erie County. She juggles several duties, facilitating groups of teens and young adults and respite for children 4 through 12 years of age.
What is your best advice to a parent or guardian to watch for the mental well-being of their child?
Yeah, so I think always keeping like an open line of communication is very important, and just having the child understand that, you know, people make mistakes and that's okay. There's always consequences to follow that. However, I think that it's still important, you know, just so that the child can trust you. Having that, like the Just Tell One, having that one trusted individual, I think is very important. And essentially, that should be the parent.
Ledzian says she grew up in a family with mental health issues. Both her mother and sister suffer from problems. This allows her to guide other youth.
I tell my kids all the time that no matter what you say or think, like, I bet you I can relate to it.
Ledzian smiles as she answers our questions with deep enthusiasm. We ask her what keeps her on track each day.
Oh, boy. definitely my... You know, my family, my friends are very big inspirations for me, my colleagues, my coworkers, and really just knowing that even if it's just something small, you know, when I get up and I go to work, I can at least make one person's day. Even if it's a silly joke, you know, I'm always the jokester of my friends and, you know, my coworkers here, I'm always cracking jokes, sarcastic, and I just like to see people smile, essentially.
The power of awareness and sharing stories and starting a conversation, bringing people to the right care and trying to avert crisis. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Willing to step up for myself.